Keith Peters reporting. House passage of an aid package for Ukraine is good news for the country's battlefield strategy against Russia. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Saturday's passage by the House of Representatives of a much-awaited $61 billion package for Ukraine puts the country a step closer to an infusion of new firepower that will be rushed to the front line to fight Moscow's latest attacks. But the clock is ticking. Russia's wishing to seize the momentum on the battlefield and force Kyiv's forces to cede tactically significant territory, one painful yard after another. In the meantime, Kyiv has no choice but to wait for replenishment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the wake of increasingly anti-Semitic protests on college campuses across the country, former California Congressman John Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network the same educators allowing anti-Semitism to thrive on college campuses are actively trying to undermine the country's Judeo-Christian founding and the U.S. Constitution.
And replace America as a neo-Marxist state, because the anti-Semitism is something that, if you bring it back, will help tear society apart and help tear society down.
Meanwhile, the head of Israel's military intelligence directorate has resigned over Hamas's October 7th attack. Major General Aharon Haliva, the head of Israel's military intelligence, becomes the first senior Israeli figure to step down over the failures surrounding Hamas's attack, which triggered the war in Gaza. It could set the stage for more resignations. Haliva said in October that he shouldered the blame for not preventing the attack, which broke through Israel's vaunted defenses. On Wall Street, the Dow by 253 points. This is SRN News. Jews begin celebrating Passover at sundown today.
The holiday, which runs for 8 days, commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from bondage in Egypt, as detailed in the book of Exodus. The centerpiece of the celebration is the Seder meal, a dinner meant to be similar to the one eaten by Jewish families on the eve of their departure from Egypt. This year, Passover will be observed in the shadow of Israel's war with Hamas and fresh hostilities with Iran. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Americans are embracing astrology. A new Harris poll finds more than 6 in 10 say that astrology provides comfort in uncertain times by serving as a reassuring friend for those seeking guidance. Majorities of poll respondents say they would consult the stars for self-care, health advice, relationship advice, and for help making major career and life choices. Millennials are the group most likely to turn to astrology. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. stocks have clawed back some of their losses from last week. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% to recover more than a quarter of last week's rout. Technology stocks led the way as yields stabilized in the bond market. Bank stocks were also strong, following better profits than expected from Truist Financial and others. They helped offset a drop for Tesla, which announced more cuts to prices over the weekend. The Dow was up 253 points today to close at 38,239. The Nasdaq gained 169 to 15,451. The S&P 500 adding 43 points to 5010. New York oil rose, or fell rather, 29 cents to $82.85 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.